Ever notice how the same workplace comment can energize one colleague while sending another into a three-day emotional spiral? How a brief, sounds good email feels perfectly friendly to you, but reads as ice cold to your teammate? These aren't random quirks. They're clues to a fundamental divide in how humans process reality. Some of us navigate life with our heads, others with our hearts. And the collision between these two approaches creates most of the friction we experience daily. This framework has revolutionized how companies like Google and Microsoft approach team dynamics, and relationship therapists now routinely recommend it to couples who speak different emotional languages. The insight is deceptively simple. Your greatest weakness might actually be your superpower in disguise. Personality exists along a spectrum between two approaches to life. On one end stand the cactological, analytical, direct. They prize fairness and practicality. Their tough exterior isn't coldness, but efficiency. Present a problem, and they immediately dissect it for rational solutions. On the opposite end bloom the snowflakes, sensitive, empathetic, diplomatic. They value harmony and seek meaning in daily interactions. Their emotional receptivity makes them attuned to others' feelings. Share a problem, and they'll validate your experience before suggesting solutions. Most of us lean strongly toward one side, though everyone contains elements of both. This isn't about rigid categories, but a continuum with infinite gradations. Those hovering near the middle, sometimes called snow cacti, often excel at translating between the two tribes. This framework explains seemingly absurd conflicts. When a snowflake asks, "Are you mad at me?" after receiving a one-word text, the cactus is genuinely confused. From their perspective, they were simply being efficient. The snowflake interpreted brevity as emotional withdrawal. Neither is wrong. They're operating from different perceptual universes. Understanding your natural tendencies lets you leverage strengths while addressing blind spots. Identical behaviors often spring from completely different motivations, explaining why colleagues approach the same profession with fundamentally different mindsets. Consider kindergarten teachers. Snowflakes focus on children's emotional development, while cacti value structured curricula and measurable progress. Both excel from opposite angles. Religious devotion reveals similar patterns. Snowflakes seek spiritual connection and community bonds. Cacti appreciate intellectual frameworks and logical consistency. Their outward rituals mirror each other, while their internal experiences differ dramatically. Even vegetarianism attracts both types. Snowflakes avoid meat from animal empathy. Cacti cite health benefits and environmental efficiency. Same dietary choice, opposite pathways. This insight transforms how we perceive others. Instead of assuming shared motivations, appreciate the diverse internal landscapes driving similar external choices. Uncover these motivations through observation and direct questions. Notice energy shifts, word choices, nonverbal cues. Even when you miss the mark, the effort to understand typically earns appreciation. One of the most profound concepts for understanding personality differences is the non-event, when two people experience identical objective reality in completely different ways, like a snowflake scattered by strong winds while a cactus stands unmoved. What registers as a major event for one personality barely exists for another. This explains countless relationship conflicts, where one person is upset about something the other doesn't even remember happening. The disconnect isn't about right or wrong. It's about fundamentally different perceptual filters. When you dismiss someone's experience with, "You shouldn't feel that way," you compound hurt by invalidating their reality. Picture a heated political debate. A cactus walks away energized, while a snowflake replays perceived attacks for hours. Even tone of voice creates non-events. Cacti focus on words. Snowflakes weigh delivery equally. A brief, "Sure," reads as enthusiastic to a cactus, but passive-aggressive to a snowflake. Rather than judging these reactions, practice entering a meta state, a higher awareness where you notice your reactions without being controlled by them. When someone's response makes no sense, pause and think, We seem to have opposite experiences. How can I find common ground? This transforms conflict into curiosity. Words powerfully connect or alienate. Understanding personality differences means adapting your language, meeting others where they are, not manipulating them. Notice when people say think versus feel. Cacti favor cognitive language. I think that approach makes sense. Snowflakes use emotional language. I feel this solution works best. Each type has vocabulary resonating with their worldview. Cacti respond to analysis, logic, practical, and fairness. Snowflakes connect with caring, compassion, harmony, and empathy. Neutral words like believe and understand work with both. The real skill? Flexing your language to match different audiences. With cacti, emphasize efficiency, bottom-line results, and logical outcomes. With snowflakes, highlight human impact, meaningful connections, and values alignment. Consider pitching the same idea. To a cactus, this approach increases efficiency by 15% and reduces costs by $50,000 annually. To a snowflake, this approach improves team morale and creates meaningful customer connections while achieving our financial targets. Both statements could be true, but each emphasizes aspects resonating with different personalities. Cacti appreciate concise, direct messages. Snowflakes value context and personal connection before diving into content. Under stress, fatigue, or major transitions, we slip into grip states, behaving contrary to our typical nature. A diplomatic snowflake might deliver brutal criticism. A composed cactus might have an uncharacteristic emotional outburst. These behaviors feel foreign even to the person experiencing them. Key indicators include losing perspective and repeating disputed points with increasing volume. Stress creates an illusion that ineffective strategies will work. When others experience grip states, avoid minimizing their problems or trying to reason with them. These approaches backfire. Instead, ask how you can help, validate concerns without necessarily agreeing, maintain emotional separation, and be a sounding board rather than a debater. Despite their challenges, grip experiences signal needed change and create growth opportunities. The key is recognizing these episodes as temporary states rather than permanent personality changes. Understanding this helps you respond with compassion rather than judgment when you or others slip into stress-induced patterns. Franz Kafka wisely noted, "Don't bend, don't water it down, don't try to make it logical, don't edit your own soul according to the fashion." This captures the essence of personality work, not changing who you are, but embracing your authentic self. Your perceived liabilities often contain your greatest strengths. A snowflake's sensitivity enables profound empathy, detecting subtle emotional undercurrents others miss. A cactus's directness cuts through confusion, making them invaluable in crisis situations. What feels like a limitation in one context becomes an asset in another. Flexing your style means meeting others where they are. A snowflake might communicate more directly in professional settings while maintaining their empathetic nature. A cactus might develop softer approaches for sensitive conversations without losing their fundamental clarity. Start with one or two priorities, perhaps recognizing non-events in relationships, adapting your language to different personality types, or developing stress management strategies based on your natural tendencies. Most radically, consider accepting yourself as you are. This doesn't mean abandoning growth, but rather growing from self-acceptance rather than self-rejection. The path forward isn't about becoming someone else, but becoming more fully yourself while developing skills to navigate diverse relationships effectively.